Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Let it rain!
You remember the class where I taught y'all how to make it rain?
Make it rain.
Dollar, dollar bills, y'all.
All right, on this Monday, we've got NFL fan bases in total turmoil. Don't know what to do. Complete shock and awe is what's going on in Indianapolis. How could he do this to us? Whole lot of takes happening there. As Andrew Luck says, he is now retiring from the NFL. What does it mean from a betting perspective, a fantasy perspective? We'll cover that here. As we get you ready on this Monday, I'm Joe Ranieri. He is Dane Martinez. And welcome in those of you joining us, Zumo TV, channel 719. Welcome and thank you very much for making us a part of your day as we look to make it rain here on this show. And if you have future tickets with Andrew Luck, or at least you went ahead and made the future bets in mind of Andrew Luck, or at least thinking that Andrew Luck was going to be the quarterback of your team, and why wouldn't you take a shot at some of those prices, given the fact that he had a career year last year, led the league in just about every statistical category for quarterbacks, just his best of the 7 years he has played. It was his best year by far. Great front office, great acquisitions. And then we get this at halftime.
It is certainly isn't how I envisioned this or planned this. But I am going to retire. This is not an easy decision. Honestly, it's the hardest decision of my life. But it is the right decision for me. For the last 4 years or so, I've been in this cycle of injury, pain, rehab, injury, pain, rehab. And it's been unceasing and unrelenting, both in season, both in and off season. And I felt stuck in it. And the only way I see out is to no longer play football. It's taken my joy of this game away.
Yeah, well, it also took the joy away from the fans who started raining boos upon him as he was leaving the field during halftime at that preseason game against the Bears, which the timing of all this was a little strange, but there never is an easy time to tell everyone that you are walking away at the age of 29. He's not even 30 yet. He's 29. He'll be 30 next month. And Dane, you and I talked about it for weeks. That it just, you know, there was, if it isn't a foot or it's a calf, it's a bone, we get a million and one different things. And here we are thinking there's something else going on. What we probably, and I don't think anybody saw coming, is retirement is what was going on there. Just a whole strange sequence of events over the weekend. But Colt fans, I don't know that you're going to be able to pacify them one way or another with this.
Yeah, good morning, Joe. Good morning, degenerates of Make It Rain here on our new Sports Grid Network. So big shout out to all of our new listeners on Zumo on channel 719 and across the land. You're absolutely right, Joe. This is just a shame, to be quite honest. You hear it in his voice. You know, he's beaten down by this. He's worn out by this, you know, and that's kind of the part that makes me upset. You know, he really has lost his joy. And Andrew Luck, you know, brought joy to a lot of people, not only Colts fans, but fantasy football backers and sports investors. Count me among the people, Joe, who had futures tickets on the Indianapolis Colts. I had them to win the AFC North. I had them at decent odds as the fourth choice, I believe, to win the AFC. You you know, and now Andrew Luck was the second choice at MVP. I was telling people that was interesting based off the renaissance that he had last year with, you know, Frank Reich as the coach, developing those offensive lines, going out and getting weapons in the offseason, right? Whether it be a guy like Devin Funchess or drafting a kid like Paris Campbell, this team was primed and ready to go. The sexy pick for a lot of people. But Joe, it's so hysterical. It also happens not only like during the game, so fans are literally booing him on his way out, which I think is absolutely ridiculous. We talk about it all the time. We, as like the public and layman, put our mind and our passions into the fans and saying, oh, they should sign over here to play with this player or play with this coach. And we don't understand what it's like to actually live your life with your family. And I think that matters here with Andrew Luck as well. But Joe, this happened on Saturday, which was the number one day to draft your fantasy football team in the entire year. There were tons of people who spent an early round pick on Andrew Luck literally hours before this announcement. It's absolutely crazy. Talk about eviscerating your fantasy team also for the next like 4 months. But, you know, fans put their perspective, their emotion into it, when I think the very first thing we all have to look back and say is, what a lot of the NFL players are saying. This guy gave his, you know, heart, mind, soul, body for this, and you can't fault him if he needs to walk away. He's 29 years old. Joe, we've seen in the last, you know, in my lifetime, we've seen Calvin Johnson walk away at age 30. We've seen Barry Sanders walk away at age 30, and we're seeing more and more people walk away because they care about their future and their family.
Yeah, good luck trying to sell that to the fan base, who was not only booing, but then decided to take the social media and rip apart his life. They blame it his wife. They're blaming his family. They're blaming just about anybody and everybody. It's amazing how we really shouldn't be shocked that fans have absolutely no sense of worth, that they somehow seem to think that a guy like Andrew Luck, who's made $100 million in his career, by the way, graduated Stanford, he cares an ounce about your fantasy team or what you think, which, quite honestly, we've seen the other flip side to that story with NFL players. We've seen what it looks like when they can't say goodbye. We've seen when they play one snap too many, when all of a sudden it's all they have if they walked away from football. Was football, and it becomes just a downward spiral from there. And listen, Andrew Luck has never been the guy to worry about being the cool kid or being the most popular. You know, he's always been that poster child for the Nerd Central, so to speak. I mean, this was he was their guy, and for him to get up there and do it, I think in many ways, and what people will eventually figure out here, especially Colt fans, is that he did you the biggest favor by walking away because this guy would have been nothing but a distraction the entire rest of the year behind Jacoby Brissett. People would have been screaming, where's Andrew? Well, now you know what? They can't scream where Andrew is. We know where he is. He's retired, people. Get over it. We'll give you the latest numbers from a Vegas perspective. What happens to the latest odds? We'll do that next as we make it rain.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different, too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes your congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321-321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321-321. That's YOUTH to 321-321.
If you've heard of WeatherTech floor liners, you probably know that for your vehicle's floor, nothing protects better. But what about protection for the rest of your car or truck? I'm David McNeil, founder of WeatherTech. Besides our floor liners, we design, engineer, and manufacture a wide range of automotive accessories right here in America. And just like our floor liners, everything is done to the highest standards possible. We understand what kind of investment owning a vehicle can be, so we do everything possible to help you protect it. We don't take shortcuts, and we never make concessions when it comes to quality. For everything from cargo liners to cleaning and detailing supplies, to mud flaps and car covers, the one place you need to go is WeatherTech.com. So if you are familiar with our floor liners, just imagine how well the rest of our products will work for you. Learn more about our full line of automotive accessories at WeatherTech.com or call 1-800-CAR-MATS. WeatherTech.com, proudly made in America.
So the fallout for Andrew Luck announcing his retirement on Saturday night, halftime there during their preseason game against the Chicago Bears. It could be felt across the board, certainly from a numbers perspective, yesterday as everything started to adjust in the NFL. Future prices, hell, even in week one against the Chargers, where they were getting 3.5 points, was jacked up here. And the question remains, how much of a liability is Jacoby Brissett versus Andrew Luck? Well, the answer is about 3.5, 4 points and about 3 wins on the season total, because that's pretty much where they had it priced. Originally, they were bookmakers expecting 9.5, probably a 10-6 year in all likelihood for the Indianapolis Colts. After the announcement now, let's face it, 7-9. Or worse, could actually be what they are expecting. So when you put it all together, they're figuring about 3.5, 4 points for a quarterback of Andrew Luck's caliber, switching to Jacoby Brissett, and you're looking at maybe about 2.5, 3 wins on the season. I do think it's a little premature to go ahead and stick a fork necessarily in the Colts organization, who has done an amazing job of building around Andrew Luck. The reason he had the kind of numbers he had last year was because of the investment that they made and the drafts that they have had regarding the offensive line, some skill positions. I think even if he wasn't going to play the first couple of weeks of the season, which I think all of us kind of, you know, it was 3.5 at the Chargers, and I don't know anybody that thought he was going to be ready by week one. Now that he's not going to be there, all of a sudden we're tacking on an additional 3.5, 4 points in that game. I am not convinced. I love what this team has on defense. I like the head coach. I like the weapons. And, oh, yeah, you went out and got Jacoby Brissett purposely a couple of years ago because he was the guy that you wanted backing up Luck. And, listen, he's not Andrew, but you know what? He's still pretty damn good, and so is the team you built around him. So I'm not selling my Indianapolis Colts stock just because Andrew Luck went down. Will it be harder? Of course. But I ain't sticking a fork in him just yet. Not like other people have, Dane.
Yeah, I think that's a decent point as well. You know, I mean, But the thing is, Joe, I'm sticking a fork in them in terms of the lofty expectations at the promised land that I had. Like, I legitimately had them in the AFC Championship game this year, Joe. And I don't know that they get to that level without Andrew Luck. Could they still be a decent team? Yes. Do I believe Jacoby Brissett is one of the best, five backup quarterbacks in the entire NFL, making him one of the best 40 quarterbacks on planet Earth? Yes, I will give you that. But I do think that difference is the difference between being a true contender and being a decent team. You know, we say the same thing with some of these running backs who are holding out, right? Could the Chargers still be good without Melvin Gordon? Yes. But are they reaching the promised land? Probably not. And I would say the same thing about the Indianapolis Colts, the same thing about the impact that, Ezekiel Elliott would actually have on the Cowboys. Could they have their quote-unquote next man up? Is Jacoby Brissett one of the better backups? Yes. But they had designs on winning a championship, and things were steering that way with the chemistry that Luck and new head coach Frank Reich had, the way they were building this team. Remember last year's first-round pick, the offensive lineman Quentin Nelson became an all-pro. Everyone liked the way this team with Ballard as the GM was building around Andrew Luck, and now they've lost their cornerstone, so it's back to the drawing board, I think, in terms of championship aspirations. But sure, they could still be kind of like a 7 or an 8 win team. The problem is, I have money on them to do much more than that.
And I wouldn't be ripping that ticket up just yet, because once again, the NFL teaches us all very valuable lessons every year, which we seem to forget because of recency bias. But, ask Giant fans about Jeff Hostetler and what kind of backup he was. You can go down the list year after year. We continue to see things that we never thought were possible with teams with a hell of a lot lesser talent than what the Indianapolis Colts did.
Think about it, Joe. Frank Reich is the head coach there. He was the quarterback in Buffalo behind Jim Kelly, who engineered the biggest comeback, I think, in AFC playoff history against the Houston Oilers.
The coach is right, and they learned a long time ago. I think that year they lost Andrew Luck for the season. They realized how important it was to build a team outside of just Andrew Luck. Like, you could not put all your eggs in Andrew Luck's basket and just hope he would remain healthy. And that's why I give credit to Ballard. I think he's one of the smartest, best young general managers in the game. The way he's built this team and constructed everything was for this moment, where if Andrew Luck, because let's face it, he was always a hit away from not being available for weeks on end. And they went out in the draft, they went out in the offseason, and guys, they have built this team purposely to be prepared for this moment. And now that he's not there, you guys realize how great that is for the team, that now Jacoby Brissett, you're the man. You don't have to look over your shoulder. You ain't got to field questions. How's Luck? When's Luck coming back? And he did them a huge favor by doing it now. And I know fans don't want to hear that, but guys, the reality is him not being an option anymore makes everybody's focus Jacoby Brissett and the team at hand. Him lingering around, being asked questions every other week, is Andrew, where is it? You take that off the table now. In many aspects, Andrew Luck did you guys a huge favor by retiring.
Definitely if he wasn't kind of all in on it, because listen, in some of these quotes, and I say you heard it from his tone of voice, he was describing kind of these dark days that he was in, mentally. Sure. And if he wasn't ready to, the good saying is, if you're not, take care of yourself and not good enough for yourself, you can't be good for other people. When you get on an airplane, they tell you to, put the oxygen mask on you before assisting the person next to you. And Andrew Luck would not have been able to do that for himself. It sounds like he was in a bad way. Joe, I have to give credit to our guy, Eric Young, EY, a WWE wrestler on our Sports Grid network, who has been saying for the last month, Joe, as it relates to fantasy football, that he's worried about Andrew Luck because he actually called Andrew Luck not a football player right now, saying he wasn't a football player, didn't have the mentality of a football player. And EY was the only person I've heard over the last month being like, I don't know if Andrew Luck will ever come back. kudos to Eric Young here on our network, an athlete himself who is kind of reading the tea leaves on what he was hearing from Andrew Luck, being like, he's just not a football player. And it was a mentality thing, it looks like, when it comes down to it. He just had the joy sapped away. I'm going to miss, though, Joe, all those captain's logs that I used to hear about Andrew Luck as the bearded Revolutionary War era kind of captain. But, you know, he's got other things to do. Remember, Joe, his father, Oliver Luck, was like head of the BCS, was like athletic director at West Virginia. So, and, you know, he was born in Europe, loves soccer. So Andrew Luck has a lot of life ahead of him. And, you know, I can't fault the man for doing what he needs to do.
Yeah, and I also don't buy that he's done for good either, because nothing in any of his comments suggested that he is never turning
really
back to the
years.
NFL. And the fact that they allowed him to keep the $24.5 million that he would have to return to them as part of his contract for retiring, and they told him, "That's all right. You hold on. You got it. We're good." Yeah, let him stay away a year. Let him get healthy. Let him get right-minded, because this has always been about, he promised himself back in 2017, he said, I never want to be in a situation where I can't practice. I can't be I'm always in the room there with the trainers, and I don't feel like I'm a part of it. And he didn't want to play football like that. So I think a year away, let him heal up. Then let's see what kind of conversation we're having next year. I don't think, whether it's Ursay or any other NFL owner for that matter, you allow a guy to keep $24.5 million and not say, you know, not for nothing, we could use that money for other guys to help our team.
Right.
Yeah, no, I think nothing in him put an exclamation point where NFL and football is over. I don't buy that it's over for Andrew Luck. I don't think Colts fans should either. But I do think it's probably at this moment in time the best thing to happen for him and for the organization. And we'll talk more about that and look ahead to week 4 of the preseason coming up. Make it rain.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
Maid Sailors is the leading cleaning service in New York City and Boston. We service homes, offices, corporate apartments, and Airbnb turnarounds. Give us a call or a text at 212-299-5170 to book now. That's 212-299-5170. Use the promo code FNTSY for 15% off your first cleaning. For more information, go to maidsailors.com. That's maidsailors.com.
Do you want 2 risk-free wagers up to $1,000? If so, go to pointsbet.com/grid. Open yourself up a PointsBet sports wagering account. Enter the promo code GRID, and you'll get 2 risk-free bets of up to $1,000. In addition to traditional betting, PointsBet also offers its own betting concept, where customers, they're rewarded by how much they win their bet. That's pointsbet.com/grid. Enter the promo code GRID and get your 2 risk-free bets of up to $1,000 today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you advice, we play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections, and now the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com. in this league.
And David Montgomery, every single rookie running back is getting an incredible push, maybe at the worst time for people to take advantage of draft values. Tony Pollard is getting first team reps. Rykwell Armstead might be the only running back that's a rookie in the entire NFL right now that isn't getting crazy hype.
Saturdays, 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern on the Fantasy Sports Network and on your popular podcast providers.
Might be the time to get in the game with a DraftKings Sportsbook account, where listeners of this show, you can get a deposit bonus of up to $500. All you have to do, pretty simple, create a DraftKings Sportsbook account, make a deposit, then place your first bet. DraftKings will match it with a 50% bonus of up to $500. Now, this offer is eligible for all users, plus new users will get a risk-free bet of up to $200. Just go to sportsgrid.com/DK to play. That's sportsgrid.com/DK. Now act quickly. This offer will not be around forever. And if you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER, 21 and over, New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. Make sure you check out the website for details. And want to welcome those of you in joining us from Zumo TV, channel 719. Welcome in to Make It Rain. I'm Joe Ranieri. He's Dane Martinez. As we try and make heads and tails of the weekend in the world of sports, bombshell, Andrew Luck retires, Colts fans and hot takes galore all over the place. Nobody seems to understand how could a dude who's 29 years old simply not be tough enough to withstand, and how can you be mentally exhausted from doing your yada, yada, yada. And listen, the bottom line is nothing that Andrew Luck said in any of his statements told me that he was done with football forever, and certainly not in the NFL. All he basically said was that I'm tired, I'm not mentally where I need to be, nor am I physically, and he doesn't want to play the game of football that way anymore. So the best thing for him to do, instead of hanging around the team and in the trainer's room and being a distraction, he thought it best to go, you know what? Let me walk away. Let me get my head right. Let me get my body right. He's only 29 years old. We've got guys playing into their 40s, and you never really know how much you miss something until you walk away from it. So I would say, although it sucks this year, I'm not necessarily sold on Andrew Luck keeping his $24.5 million of his contract without giving it back. I would not say he closed the door completely on a return to the NFL, and I would caution Colts fans before you stick a fork in him and start burning his jersey, which, by the way, we heard there was a run during the game into the team store there in the building. There were guys buying jerseys left and right, some even threatening to burn them. You can't make it up. But he could very well be back, Dane, because nothing in his statement leads me to believe he is 100% moved on from the NFL. He's not 39, he's 29. Still a lot of time for him and a lot of football that if he wanted to and chooses to, he could come back no problem.
I guess that's possible, but those are a lot of times to me, Joe, those are things that we're going to hear rumors of that. We're going to hear people speculating on that, but we don't know. I mean, listen, I've heard about 20 times so far that Rob Gronkowski is going to come in riding a white horse in week 9 for the Patriots. Do I believe that that's true? No. I've heard every now and then that, Megatron wants to come on back and give it a shot now that he was a similar thing. Remember, he retired at age 30, literally at the top of the sport, Joe. He was the best wide receiver in football, and he had similar things, saying the injuries and the pain and to be quite honest, the pain medication was too much for him. And then, 2 years later, 3 years later, you hear rumblings about whether or not he'll come back. We will hear that about Andrew Luck, I think, every single offseason, especially if, say, the Indianapolis Colts are a mid-level team and need a quarterback to put him over the top and don't want to, consider the Tua Tagovailoa or the Justin Haybear there kind of route, right? So we will hear this, but you can't put stock in it, Joe. Like, it might happen, sure, but we can never operate as though it might happen or that it will happen from a sports betting investment standpoint or from a fantasy standpoint either. And it also, you know, it pampers these other weapons in Indianapolis. I mean, T.Y. Hilton was a back-end wide receiver one. Marlon Mack was a RB2. People like the idea of Eric Ebron and Jack Doyle at tight end. So the implications are far and wide. Jacoby Brissett can be a reasonable facsimile for, I don't know, 80 to 85% big impact. And we could hope that he comes back. It's within the realm of possibility. You're right. He's only 29 years old, but we can't expect that to happen.
Well, nobody expected him to show up at halftime and retire yesterday, not even the guys that covered the team on a daily basis. Everybody was blown away by that. So all I'm saying is the idea to think that Andrew Luck is just, it's finished, he's done, he's walking away. Yeah, not so fast, guys. There very well could be a plan behind the scenes, which is why you allow him to keep the money, because our boy there, Mr. Foot over in Detroit, once he walked away, you know what Detroit did? They kept the money. All right. They wouldn't allow him to have the money because it handcuffs the organization. Right. So, you know, behind the scenes, if you're cutting a deal with Ursa and says, listen, you keep the money, get your head clear, get healthy, and then we'll revisit it. That to me makes a lot more sense other than out of nowhere, I'm retiring. Sorry, Jim. Like he told him 20 minutes before the press conference. I am sure this has been negotiated and this has been in the work for a long time. Anybody who thinks he just woke up yesterday and said and just told Jim Irsay that, by the way, I'm retiring. Yeah, no. The guys who needed to know knew. The players didn't. Yeah. But I am sure Jim Irsay and him have been working this out for quite a while now that this is what's going on. And I also think he was never going to be ready with that calf injury. I don't think it was going to be weeks before he was ready to go there in fear of it possibly leading to something bigger. I don't think he was healthy. I think it just weighed on him. And it comes down to it is, what do you want to be, a distraction or do you want to be a quarterback? And if you're going to be a distraction, the best thing for you to do is walk away and retire. So I think it makes total sense. What doesn't make sense is he woke up yesterday and just told Jim Irsay he's retiring. That's not how it works, guys. That's not how it works when multi-millions of dollars are in play. And oh yeah, by the way, you can love a guy all you want. You build him a statue. You don't let him keep $24.5 million for not working out his end of a contract. There's something else at play here.
Listen, I agree with you that the team kind of knew. Frank Reich even said that Andrew came into his office like 2 weeks ago saying he was seriously considering this. The team knew. And the other reason I'll tell you the team knew is whether it was because of this or injury, look at the way they were handling Jacoby Brissett in the preseason. Joe, they were handling Jacoby Brissett as though he was the starting quarterback in bubble wrap, you know, so they did have some inklings of this. But let's test this, Joe. You're a betting man. I know you are. If I gave you, that's what I would have to say. What kind of odds would I have to give you? If I gave you 5-1 odds, Joe, would you bet that Andrew Luck plays another NFL football game? If I gave
Absolutely.
You 5-1 odds?
Absolutely.
You would?
Absolutely.
If I gave you even odds, would you bet it?
Not even, but I would definitely take 5-1 that Andrew Luck is not done with the NFL.
Something like that, because that's the only way to test it, Joe. You know what I mean? To understand what would the odds have to be for you to lay it, for you to want it as a good bet. And it sounds like
you find the prop for it, and I will
bet.
And I will bet it, because as far as I'm concerned, there's a hell of a lot more chance he comes back after being away and he gets healthy than him not coming back, because nothing in his statement. Yes, it sucks, and I didn't envision myself doing this and yada, 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 but never did he say, I am done with the NFL. I am moving on with my life. He just says, I'm not here mentally. I've got to walk away. That doesn't sound like a guy that is completely given up hope on ever playing in the NFL again.
Yeah, and like I mentioned, remember, his dad, Oliver Luck, has been involved in football forever, right? Yeah. You know, BCS committee, like conference chairman and team athletic director, stuff like that. I think he was even on the board for like the AAF, wasn't he, Joe? Wasn't Oliver Luck
yes,
part of the AAF? So, I mean, they're so
close
to
one of the founders.
Football. Yeah. Right. So you're so close to football, the whole family, that, you know, I understand you what you're saying, Joe. Like, there will be an itch and he'll have to scratch it on some level. But Andrew Luck is also the kind of guy I can see in the TV booth. I can see doing commercials. I can see coaching, stuff like that. So we will see how he gets that itch scratched. But I think you're right. He's only 29 years old. Remember, Joe, Josh McCown came out of retirement last week. You know, so, I mean, we got a lot of miles still to go. And who's to say how he feels in 2-3 years if he doesn't get the bug again? It is certainly possible. And the fact that you call it like 3-1 or 5-1, that makes me think you think it's very possible.
Oh, I think it's more than possible, because right now it's easy to walk away because you can't stand the way you feel. When you feel better and you're mentally cleared and your body is saying, all right, a year off, I'm ready to rock and roll, then it's a very hard thing to stay away from. But again, I think that whole keep the money, all right, we love you, keep the money thing is, yeah, keep the money, all right, we'll revisit this again next year and see what's going on here. So I think very much, and already I think Ursay is going, he's already starting to make comments about leaving the door open anytime. I am sure he sat down with
New England, you know?
Yeah, and listen, Ursay would not have do that if he didn't already have that conversation with Luck. If Luck would have told Ursay, I'm done, then Ursay's moving on from Andrew Luck. There are no, hey, you know, we're here for him anytime. Yeah, of course you are. That's why you're letting him keep the $24 million, because you're there for him. Of course you are. But I agree. I think it's the best thing for the team ever, not having him as a distraction on the side. And will they win 11 games or we got to play a couple of games first here before we all, I think it's, again, slow the roll on the Colts not winning anything. Still time.
I hear that. I will say this though, Joe, I think there's a different big winner this weekend from what we saw, because listen, we saw Andrew Luck. There were other things that happened, especially in the AFC South this weekend. You know, other teams like the Colts lost the cog. The Houston Texans lost a big time cog as well. And you and I were both impressed with what we saw with another team in that division. I kind of believe that there are some other big winners in the AFC and in the AFC South. I'm sure
you hated that guy that went down. Don't even try it. You hated him. You hated him. You wouldn't you told me not to draft him.
Oh, no. I'm not saying they're the winner. I'm saying there's another team in that division that's the big winner, though.
Put your money where your mouth is and take a shot by opening a sports wagering account with FanDuel, New Jersey's largest sportsbook. Go to FanDuel.com/grid, where you'll receive a free bet of up to $500. That's a free bet of up to $500 when you open a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. Point spreads, game totals, props, parlays, and in-game wagering on college and pro sports, and you're in control. Go to FanDuel.com/grid, open your new account, and claim your free wager of up to $500 today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
Lose weight now. Go to fat100.com. Lose that unwanted belly fat today and get free information at fat100.com. Fit in the dress or pants or bathing suits you've always wanted to. Go to fat100.com. Lose 10, 20, or more pounds immediately. Go to fat100.com. For free information on how you can lose weight, go to fat100.com. Fat100.com. That's fat100.com.
Are you single? Everyone single is looking for the best date possible. Well, I found one website that can find you the best date, and it's called thebestdate100.com. Just go there and log in for your free trial and see if you can find your new and maybe last best date. Remember, you can find the best date of your life at thebestdate100.com. That's thebestdate100.com. One more time, thebestdate100.com.
Listen to what Chris said about Andro 400.
I've lost almost 40 pounds in 10 weeks. My son was getting married, and when I went for the suit fitting, I was a size 48. And when I went back to do the final fitting, I was a 44. I have more energy, that's for sure. I probably lost 4 inches around my belly. I'm 57, and I'm back when I was in my 30s.
Here's what Dwayne said about Andro 400.
This product really works. I'm an old guy and I don't trust nobody. I've tried all kinds of stuff. It's one of the few things I've ever bought that works. I couldn't believe it. I feel better. I have more energy. I walk 12 miles a day. I feel great. It's changed my life. It really has. It's really incredible.
Guys, if you'd like to lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com. Or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Let DailyRoto.com guide you to victory as you swing for the fences playing daily fantasy baseball. Become the eighth Daily Roto lineup optimizer to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament, or become part of the growing community who have won thousands of dollars. If you're playing MLB DFS and not using DailyRoto.com, you're doing it wrong. Enter promo code FNTSY for a 10% discount. The 2019 MLB Daily Roto Premium Package at DailyRoto.com. Use the promo code FNTSY and get your 10% discount today.
All right, so we got 3 weeks in the preseason in the books, NFL, getting ready for the final installment there before we, for the tee it up, so to speak, kick off, and we have ourselves the beginning of the 2019 NFL season. Want to welcome you in, especially those of you Zumo TV joining us. Thank you very much for stopping by as Dane Martinez and Joe Ranieri here on Make It Rain try to make heads and tails of all of the headlines, all of the numbers coming in, winners and losers from this past week three, supposedly dress rehearsal of the NFL. And obviously, I would think the Colts, not a big winner in that situation, losing their franchise quarterback for a little time. There were some other, you know, losers this weekend, too, that didn't seem good. And you would think because the Colts were losing their franchise quarterback that teams, like you said, in the division would be, you know, that sucks. But, hey, it's good for us. And it was good for the Texans right up until they ended up losing their starting running back in Lamar Miller, ACL, MCL. He's gone for the year. And listen, if nothing else, Lamar Miller was a guy that was going to – his job was to make Deshaun Watson's job a little bit easier. That's not going to happen now. And a veteran guy, 28 years old, has been with him. He was a guy that was going to alleviate some of the load for Deshaun so he doesn't have to get killed. And that's not going to happen anymore. But they did go out and get Duke Johnson from Cleveland a little bit earlier. They got Tywan Jones. They got some guys that anybody would heard of. But obviously Lamar, because of his experience in that offense, with Deshaun Watson, it's, you can celebrate on one hand that the division got a little better, but on the other hand, it sucks if you are the Texans going, this is just, because like him or hate him, he was going to be an integral part of what they were doing offensively, and now he's not there anymore. So unfortunately, good news in one hand, bad news for the Texans in another.
Yeah, absolutely, Joe. I mean, Lamar Miller, to be honest, us in fantasy circles, a lot of people think that he's kind of just a guy, but he's a guy who had a starting job in the NFL and so had some opportunity to produce and kind of every now and then puts forth sneaky performances. I personally didn't love him as a running back, but he had the role, right? And here's the funny part. The Texans have already, you know, they cast aside Deontay Foreman, who they had on their roster this year coming back from the Achilles, right? They go ahead and bring in Duke Johnson. And boy, does Duke Johnson's kind of fantasy outlook now become a whole lot rosier because he kind of fell into a starting job. He was in Cleveland behind Nick Chubb, behind, you know, Kareem Hunt even, who was on suspension. But now he finds himself the number one back. I will say this, though, Joe. We talked about it last week. This is the time of year, especially now after this third and fourth game, where there's going to be a lot of roster churn, you know, and one team's trash is another team's treasure. A lot of people have been speculating that Houston could be a landing spot for everyone from Shady McCoy to Melvin Gordon. And now with the fact that Lamar Miller is done for the season with the ACL, this now even becomes another spot where, you know, someone could sit down on a chair when the music stops. So if in Buffalo they do want to cast aside Shady McCoy, here's a ready-made spot. If Melvin Gordon and the Chargers can't come to terms and they need to move on, here's a ready-made spot. If there's some other kind of last week cut on a team that doesn't make sense, a salary cap casualty, if you will, this now becomes a ready-made spot for them. But we will see what winds up happening, because I don't know if they believe, Houston Texans being the they, if they believe that Duke Johnson is ready to kind of shoulder the load. I personally don't think so. I personally think they're going to look to address this by bringing in an external option over the course of the next week or two. When I was talking about the winner, Joe, I meant the Jacksonville Jaguars. To me, the Jacksonville Jaguars are the winner to me, because I look at that division. The Colts just lost Andrew Luck, right? Their cornerstone. The Houston Texans lost their starting running back in Lamar Miller. We still know they have O-line problems, and they're still trying to deal with the Jadeveon Clowney situation. They got worse over the weekend. Joe, last night, I saw the Tennessee Titans in Pittsburgh in the rain, and they look like they have a quarterback problem on their hands. They're not going to be able to figure out Mariota or Tannehill. Who's the last team left in that division? It's the Jacksonville Jaguars. In with Nick Foles. We talked about it on Friday, Joe. Josh Allen and that defense, what he could mean for them. We left the show. We started Friday morning show saying, oh, don't forget about the Jags and that defense. They have the game manager if they need it in Nick Foles. Leonard Fournette says he's healthy and got his mind right. I actually believe the big winner this weekend by attrition was the Jacksonville Jaguars in that AFC South, Joe.
Yeah. Problem is, I still think they have one of the worst coaches in that division leading the charge there, and that's always going to be a problem for me to get over, because when it comes down to it, we know how much coaching matters in the NFL, and unless Coughlin's planning to ditch the suit and come back down to the sidelines over there, it's not going to be
Doug Marone fan.
Yeah, no, please. It's going to be smooth. It's not going to necessarily be smooth sailing, because I don't even know what to expect from Nick Foles outside of Philadelphia. And I think the first four games, Jacksonville, that's really going to be the question mark to me. We know their defense is good. I mean, they even got better getting Josh Allen from Kentucky. You got to be kidding me.
Right.
But it's only so good if that defense is on the field most of the game like it was last year, because you can't convert any first downs. Then all of a sudden you neutralize your own defense because you're not maximizing them. And to me,
sure,
that's
you don't
really
think
it.
Nick Foles is better than Blake Bortles?
Listen, what have you seen from Nick Foles outside of Philadelphia? And he's been to a few places that would suggest he is this all-world quarterback. Quite honestly, he has been Blake Bortles outside of Philadelphia. So I don't know. I don't know what to – that's the problem. It's not like he's had a ton of success outside of Philadelphia. I don't know.
No, that's true. I do think it's important that they went out and got him and targeted him with the offensive coordinator, John DeFilippo, who
Absolutely.
Was his quarterback coach in right. Philadelphia. I think that's helpful. Okay. And if you're going to say that this defense is back to form, now remember, Joe, how much better does he really have to be? This was a team that was in the AFC Championship game when they got representative play for like a month or a month and a half stretch from Blake Bortles a couple of years ago. I'm not anointing the Jaguars by any stretch of the imagination. They're not my pick. What I am saying, though, is I do believe that Jacksonville gets better because of the quarterback change. And if two other teams in the division just got significantly worse by losing starters, you know, you put that all in the wash. I think Tennessee is, you know, kind of an also-ran team, because they got to figure out themselves at the quarterback position. So if all three other teams in the division got a little worse, you got a little better, I think they are viable. That's all. They're not my pick to win the AFC or anything. I'm saying I do think they were the winner of last weekend, and their chances to win the division got a whole lot better since Thursday night.
I'm still, you know, the division, if anything else, because of Luck going down, it just, it becomes a little more confusing than anything else, because I think all of those teams now with Luck no longer in the picture, whether it be Tennessee, whether it be,
and
they all
Miller.
Have their, they got their strengths and they have their weaknesses. But to me, there is no clear favorite in that division right now. Can I see Houston and Deshaun Watson and a healthy, you know, wide receiving crew there? Can I see them doing some damage? Yes. Do I trust them if they can't put this clowny stuff to bed here and figure it out? No. I don't trust Watts staying healthy. No. Jacksonville, what are we going to get from Nick Foles? The only thing we knew without any, without a question, was that an Andrew Luck Red Colts team had to have been the favorite in that division. And now that he's not there, it's not as clear cut, but at the same time, I don't think Jacoby Brissett is going to be that big a detriment to them. I do think they are well-rounded enough team to be able to still compete for a title. Would you be shocked if the Indianapolis Colts at the end of the year were division champions? I wouldn't. Would you?
I wouldn't be shocked, but Vegas would, Joe. I'm over here now on FanDuel, and the Indianapolis Colts, who were the favorites to win the AFC South, are now the fourth choice, Joe, at plus 500. It now goes Houston at plus 130, Jacksonville at plus 270, Tennessee at plus 310, and the Indianapolis Colts go from being the favorite to being the last choice at plus 500. That's all I'm saying, Joe, that the numbers now, and they've moved, they give Jacksonville, I think Jacksonville has had the biggest kind of improvement in their percentage chance of winning this because of the weekend. Because Houston, now they're the favorite. They lost their starting running back also. So I hear you, and you just said it. The water's got a little muddier, got a lot cloudier, right? And I just think, listen, Houston goes down, Indy goes down. I like what I saw out of Jacksonville on Thursday, specifically the defense now. When you got Calais Campbell in the middle, Josh Allen and Ngakoue coming off the edges. We know about their secondary with Jalen Ramsey and all that. I'm just saying, if these other teams went down and Jacksonville went like this, I think they might now be the smart money in that division at plus 270.
It's not a clear-cut favorite in that division by any stretch of the imagination, because a lot of things for all of these teams, they got to fall into place. And the one constant that we do know is, listen, as far as coaching goes in that division, I love Vrabel. I think he's a guy that is willing to take risks. He's a guy that's going to figure it out. I do love, obviously, Frank Reich. What's not to like about him? You know, Texans Bill O'Brien has had its ups and had its downs, but between all the coaches, I trust Bill O'Brien and Marone the least in that division, which makes it even more complicated trying to figure out exactly. To me, they're all good numbers. There's value in all, picking all of those teams to be the, you know, they're all at pretty decent numbers considering the competition, the level of competition there.
So, given those numbers, where would you put your money, Joe? Houston plus 130, Jacksonville plus 270, Tennessee plus 310, and Indy plus 5.
I would still keep it on Indy. I love the coach. I love that they have been trending in this direction from a draft and from an organizational standpoint. They purposely went out and made sure they build a stout defense. They get a bunch of women. They go with that offensive line. It's amazing, and we've seen this. Ask Dak Prescott. What a mediocre quarterback behind a fantastic offensive line, what they can do. And I think Jacoby Brissett, put him behind a lesser offensive line, they're done. But this offensive line of the Indianapolis Colts might be the best in the division. And if that's the case, at 5-1, give me Indianapolis still to win this division.
Yeah, I mean, you can get that, you know, and then if you're an Indianapolis Colts backer, this could be the best thing that ever happened to you because you get some value there.
Yeah.
I actually think that the sun was shining on the Jags this weekend. I like what I saw there. I'm going to put a couple shekels on Jacksonville, Joe.
Jacksonville, listen, the odds across the board there are actually hell of a lot better for any of those teams than they were just a week ago or 48 hours to go. So there's much to be decided.
Houston. Houston may get an external running back solution over the course of the next week or two also. Keep an eye out on that. Don't just think Duke Johnson is all of a sudden going to be this three-down workhorse for the Texans. I don't expect that to happen. Literally, keep an eye. I've been saying it for months, Joe. Buffalo, you know, they had Shady McCoy. They went out and signed Frank Gore, drafted the kid Singletary, signed TJ Yeldon as well. Those are four running backs there. And in the next week and a half, we're going to see some cutdowns and some surprising cuts. We'll see if Houston takes advantage.
Week ago, one week to go, guys. Week four of the NFL preseason. Backups galore, and then it's here. We also got college football. That's already here. We'll talk about that craziness on Saturday night. We'll do that coming up as we make it rain, people. Stupid.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Get in the game with DraftKings Sportsbook, where listeners of this network can get a risk-free bet up to $500. Here's how it works. First, create a DraftKings Sportsbook account, then make a deposit and place your first bet, and DraftKings will match it up to $500. Just go to sportsgrid.com/DK to play. That's sportsgrid.com/DK. Act quickly. This offer won't be around forever. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over, New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
Lose weight now. Go to fat100.com. Lose that unwanted belly fat today and get free information at fat100.com. Fit in the dress or pants or bathing suits you've always wanted to. Go to fat100.com. Lose 10, 20, or more pounds immediately. Go to fat100.com. For free information on how you can lose weight, go to fat100.com. Fat100.com. That's fat100.com.
Maurice Allen, 2015-2016 European Long Drive Tour Champion, 2017 World Number One. Me personally, I keep my game face on me all the time. Especially coming out of the bunker, leaving the range, or even leaving the course. What's your story?
Go to GameFaceGrooming.com for all your athletic facial wipes and body cleansing needs.
So we got one of those little, what were they, previews of the World Series, supposedly, as the Dodgers and Yankees did battle over the weekend. Very important three-game series, with, of course, with the Yanks coming in, having lost four games, got swept in Oakland. Didn't go very well for them last week, but that's okay, because they took care of business and actually should have won all three games over the weekend. Except I didn't realize that you could call timeout when a guy is just about halfway home and ready to score. I guess you can call timeout anytime you want, or at least the umpires can. Bit of controversy in the Saturday game, which saw the Dodgers hold on to win 2-1, but no doubt in game one or game three yesterday Ryu and Kershaw, two of the best lefties in the game. They weren't that great against the Yankees. However, hell, even CC Sabathia and company, the Yankees starting pitching, showed up and handled what is many consider one of the best lineups outside of the Yankees in Major League Baseball. Yankee pitchers did a great job of limiting the damage. However, Dodger pitchers, starting pitchers, you know, when you can beat Ryu and Kershaw and win two out of three and beat those two guys, yeah, okay, let's, again, let us not stick forks in teams just because we don't like, maybe they don't match up great starting pitching-wise. You know, certainly they did a good enough job to be able to win two out of three in L.A. this weekend.
Yeah, they did. And, you know, we also hear that the Dodgers are going to limit Ryu's innings moving forward. This is a guy who was a Cy Young candidate, is coming up against an innings kind of limit, and they don't want him to be stretched too thin for what will likely be their playoff run. Remember, this is something I mentioned to everybody. Some of these pitchers going up against those innings limits, Domingo Germán on the Yankees side, probably another candidate for that. But, you know, the Yankees bounce back, getting the two or three from the Dodgers after, you know, losing a bunch to Cleveland and Oakland over the course of the last week. But I'm not thoroughly impressed, Joe. I still think that when the Yankees step up in class and see good pitchers, what have they done in the last three series against playoff teams, right? Like, let me think. It is, what, 4-6, I believe, in the last 10? So this causes me some concern and why strong starting pitching is what we're going to see when it comes to the playoffs, a la the All-Star game, when these home runs and launch angles aren't as effective.
Well, that'll be here before we know it, too. It's a good time of year right now, man. It's just a good time of year.